Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the sports hub.
Hey, Drew, would you like to come work out with me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. Go by Great Boston Fitness and get a quick workout in.
Sounds good. Where are we going?
Whenever you want. We'll go right after the podcast. And we get, after our workout, we can have a Great Boston Fitness shake.
Ooh, are they any good?
Yeah, they're great.
Ooh, I'll definitely take one of those.
All right.
Dude, I heard they have a 20,000 square foot facility, or at least that's what I read on greaterbostonfit.com.
Yes, it's all true. They have a variety of equipment and knowledgeable staff.
Cool, so they're there to help.
Yes, they are. Keeping us active for our show, Greater Boston Fitness, we build people.
Five, the sports hub. Just remember that dude is now a professor.
That's my that might be my favorite, like, non-discussed storyline or non-researched storyline that we've learned.
And Lord knows you need to work out to get to sit down and do a radio show. All right. Well, anyway, Joker, as I'm being told, it's not the Joker. Joker, which I actually would like to see, but we've heard Nick's take that he never wants to see it again because it was so dark. But Bird went to the premiere as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nick, after the movie, asked him to review it.
Yep. And as he's done many times in the past, he was able to record his instant reaction to what he had seen. And there are no spoilers.
Of course not. And if there are, they're false.
So let's get to it. Here is Bird reviewing Joker.
Here we are. What's your name?
Bird.
Can we use this for the radio?
Come on, questions that, yes.
All right, what movie did we see?
Joker.
Why don't you tell me about the movie?
The movie's about an individual, and it goes so far off the deep end, I just couldn't fathom how dark and eerie and creepy it was.
I just think it was about an individual.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't about a hawk?
An individual hawk, I mean, you know.
Just
it's not about a flock of hawks.
The twist is it was about a sparrow.
After seeing that movie, how are you feeling?
I feel like I'm in a dark place right now. Like, this is going to piss off a lot of people, and I can't wait for it to piss off everybody in the country. I just feel dirty and dark, and it's just, I don't want to see it again. There's no need for me to see it again. I need to go see, like, an Instagram video of puppies or something, or babies laughing.
All right. Tell me what happens in the movie without spoiling it for Rich.
He starts off, and something happens, and he's just, I don't know, it's just clowns everywhere.
What was your...
Okay. I can see that on the poster. Starts off, I don't know, clowns everywhere.
Starts off, and something happens, and he's just, I don't know, it's just clowns everywhere.
Okay, all right, somebody make, I need a Photoshop. I need a Photoshop of that review on the poster.
Well, he's trying not to spoil anything, and it's very hard for him to formulate, like, an obtuse thought. So he just goes, bop, bop, clowns everywhere. Someone make a rap song with that sample.
Oh,
clowns,
Big Freedom.
Clowns everywhere.
That's right.
clowns everywhere.
He starts off, and something happens, and he's just, I don't know, it's just clowns everywhere.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
The best part of the movie was, jeez, him smiling.
When you're smiling, you bring on the day.
You could have just looked at the poster.
What?
That's your favorite part of the movie.
I was like, when he was smiling. Hello, lady.
The best part of the movie was him smiling.
Can you picture Bird just watching 2 hours like of a cat video? Like, you know when they show like the birds flying around and the cat starts flopping at the TV? Like Bird just sitting there like transfixed.
Clowns everywhere.
My lord.
Oh, God, my stomach hurts.
Clowns every, as far as the eye can see.
Would you say you're mentally drained?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No. No, I'm mentally disturbed right now after seeing that movie. Like I said, I need to see like cutting videos or something.
What do you think the deep message is with this movie?
He was just doing awful things, basically.
What?
I saw a Boston comedian in the beginning. Did you see him on stage?
Yeah, Gary Goldman.
Oh, I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. My bad.
Spoiler alert.
That's it. Spoiler. I can't go now.
Spoiler alert. Gary Goldman's in it. I don't want to ruin it for everyone.
I just want to apologize to the listeners. I did not know that was coming. I am
now,
so
Gary
sorry.
Gary Goldman is a great comedian and has a special coming out called The Great Depression.
Which looks amazing.
But, I don't think Gary Goldman...
Alert! You guys!
What's up with you and Mike Rich that you didn't take that out?
Damn it. Oh, Mike, you're supposed to be my backup here. I missed something. You're supposed to be that guy.
Basically.
I saw a
Boston comedian in the beginning. Did you see him on stage?
Yeah, Gary Goldman.
Oh, I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. My bad.
I don't think that's the biggest spoiler about this movie. Excuse me. So
I did like the Joker's laugh. Joaquin Phoenix nailed.
He comes away with so much. I'll tell you, he's really got it going on. Citizen Kane, what did you like? Hats. Everyone had a hat on. You know? What'd you like in The Shining? The carpets. They were 70s style.
So I did like the Joker's laugh. Joaquin Phoenix nailed the joke. The laugh.
Rank the Jokers. Who played the Joker the best?
Oh, Heath Ledger, number one.
So you think Heath Ledger was better than this Joker?
Ooh. Yeah, but this is like on another... Like, Dark Knight was dark, but it wasn't like mentally in tormental darkness of Joaquin Phoenix had a...
It's Goth Bird.
It wasn't mentally tormental. Illiterate Goth.
I mean, if you're looking for an album title, Mentally Tormental... I think it would be a good one, whatever band you're in.
Oh, double toilet in trouble. Allow me to speak in a clear sentence.
The tormental darkness of Joaquin Phoenix had a hit in this movie. So 1A maybe? Okay. And then Jack Nicholson and Jared Leto sucked.
Yeah, I don't like Lentils either.
Jared Lentil.
What about Burgess Meredith? Where was he?
He was a penguin. Come on.
And what was his name?
I mean, John. Was it Jack or John Lentil? I forget his name.
Yeah, that's the problem with what you said.
Leto.
Oh, Leto. Yeah, he's in 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes.
He's in the band.
Yep.
Okay, he is. I know s***.
What did you think of Robert De Niro in the movie?
He was just playing like a David Letterman type of character.
What do you think the reaction is going to be about this movie?
People are either going to love it or just absolutely hate it and how, deep and mysterious of mental illnesses is. Mental illnesses.
How's David Levithan doing on TV nowadays? Pretty good? Have you watched the Netflix special? He's grown a big beard ever since he quit the late night talk show, David Levithan.
You know, there is a frank discussion that's being talked about now about mental health. And, people are opening up about it. And we have a PSA for you.
Mysterious of mental illnesses is... Mental illnesses. I can,
Ladies and gentlemen, let that sit with you. It's time to have a serious discussion about mental illness.
I can,
that is a bad way to represent people with mental illness.
There my new band, Tormental Darkness, with Jared Lentil on vocals.
John Lentil.
Yes.
Is what he said.
John Lentil.
Don't even give him Jared. 30 seconds to Mars.
Shuttle to 30 seconds to Mars.
What did your girlfriend think of it?
Rebecca, come here. What did you think of the movie?
It's so disturbing.
You want me to wipe out of the room? All right.
All right, so.
Giggity.
How many street...
What?
He did the quagmire
the
thing.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's all over the place. He's referencing everything under the sun.
How many street parties do you give this?
3.5 out of 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a bit long. There's a lot of scenes that could have been cut out of it, I thought. Storytelling was awesome, but other than that, it was just dragged on and on and on, which is just unbearable. It was like 2.5 hours too long.
How do you rank this?
Whoa. It should have been minus 20 minutes.
So it's 2 to 2.5 hours too long?
Yeah. They should have... Actually, if it was a 7 o'clock showtime, they should have ended it at 6:40.
Put that on the poster, too. It's about 2 to 2.5 hours too long. Joker.
It really could have just been when he smiled.
The best part of the movie was... him smiling.
It should have just been... Here comes Joaquin Phoenix, and he just smiles, and then... Bravo! Bravo!
Encore!
Clowns everywhere. Unbearable. It was like 2.5 hours too long.
How do you rank this with all the other DC movies?
Oh, below it.
How about comic book movies in general? How do you rank this?
Top, I think it'd be top 5.
Top 5?
Whoa! 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 I'm really confused.
It's not one of the great DC movies, but in terms of comic book movies, it's one of the best.
It's top 5.
Top 5. John Lowe. 3 seconds to Mars.
3 seconds to Mars.
Mars.
I mean, John, was Jack or John Lentil? I forget his name.
Top 5?
I think, no. Like I said, people are going to love it because of how dark and deep it gets with the Joker, and they're going to finally understand the meaning of how he is right, who he is.
We're talking top 5 comic book movies of all time.
All right,
so you got Endgame, you got Infinity War.
Oh, no, I thought we were just talking just DC.
No, I said comic book movies.
Top 25. I'm not naming the 24, so you can F off with that.
Who's in the birdcage?
Who's in the birdcage in this movie? Oh, what's the comedian's name? Rebecca, what's that comedian's name that we like?
Robert De Niro?
No, the other guy. Mark Melkin. Yeah, he's a... Mark Melkin.
Sounds like a sex act, first of all.
Mark Melkin?
Yeah. It's Mark Maron. I didn't even know he was in the movie, but I think I've been around Bird too long.
I actually understood that too.
I didn't know that's another spoiler we didn't throw in there. Yeah, that's right. I didn't know Mark Maron was in the movie, but Mark Melkin. It does sound like a sex act. I'm gonna come over here and mock your Melkin.
Robert De Niro?
No, the other guy. Mark Melkin. Yeah, he's a Mark Melkin.
Mark Lowe.
He has a mustache. Glasses.
Maron. Mark Maron. Mark Maron.
Close enough.
How long is Maron in this movie?
Nearly 5 minutes.
Burn with your reviews.
He was just doing awful things, basically.
So, by the way, his favorite part of the movie was a guy who's in the movie for 5 minutes.
No, he's in the birdcage. No, he did not like
it. Oh, he did not like
it. No, he's in the birdcage.
Oh, he was in the birdcage.
Yeah. Come on. You gotta get that part of it.
The tormental darkness of Joaquin Phoenix had a hit in this movie.
I'll tell you. Throwing stones.
Jared Leto sucked.
All right.
Clowns everywhere. The best part of the movie was... him smiling.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you missed part of our show, you can listen to the podcast on our website, 985thesportshub.com, or on the Sports Hub app. And if you're short on time, we have a 30-minute condensed version available, too. And I don't know why you'd want that. You'd want to experience all 4 hours. Dave Richard, senior fantasy football writer for CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Richard, hello.
Welcome to a week that features Andy Dalton and Auden Tate as potential fantasy starters. What a time to be alive.
Okay, first of all, explain that. Explain what
Dalton
you
is
said.
Never a fantasy starter,
no,
Dave.
You know what? A lot of people like him this week. I can't do it. I think if you're a little desperate at quarterback, you could go with Andy Dalton. And I think his new outside, he's not even an outside receiver because he lines up on the side. He's a real big dude named Auden Tate, who's still available in a handful of CBS Sports leagues. I can double-check the number for you right now. But these guys have a great matchup against Arizona. Everybody's talking like they're going to just go off because everybody goes off against Arizona. But Cardinals have a pretty good pass rush. I could imagine things will be a little tough for Andy Dalton this week. Am I really bold when I tell people not to use Andy Dalton? I don't know if that's really the case. As for Tate, I promise you I get the information. Still available in over 50% of CBS Sports leagues. 6'4". Probably runs like a 4.7 40. He's not fast at all, but he's a big body. And we've seen tight ends go off against Arizona. Maybe this is going to be the Bengals' version of a tight end going off against them. So if you need a receiver and he's still out there on your waiver wire, you can go get Auden Tate.
All right. Let's talk about tonight's game. I was just talking to Mike Lockhart off air. And these Thursday night games, everyone usually sucks. And I know a lot of people are going to have players playing in this evening's game. What's your take on it?
So I think Seattle romps, first of all. The Rams just lost a crazy high-scoring game. Their defense was on the field for 73 plays, and now they're on the road 4 days later taking on Seattle. And Seattle, it's unfair. It's not right at all. And I think Seattle can run the ball effectively here. I think they're just going to have a great chance to do it. Rashad Penny will have fresh legs. Chris Carson will be the main guy. Everybody's going to start him. But I think Rashad Penny is a sneaky flex play. I think Russell Wilson will do his thing. Will Disley has been catching at least 5 passes a game for the last 3 games for Seattle. I think the tight end will continue to put up numbers. Tyler Lockett, unbelievable potential. You have to start him. And I think the matchup is going to be difficult for the Rams on the other side of the ball. Todd Gurley, I know he scored a bunch last week, and people are happy about that, but I think that's his only key to getting great numbers in fantasy. He hasn't had over 100 total yards since week one. I don't think he's going to get 100 total yards in this game. I also believe that you can see Cooper Kupp continue to put up numbers out of the slot. I think Robert Woods takes a step back. He does not have a great track record against Seattle. And the way that the Rams play, they usually line them up on one side of the field, like the majority of the snaps, right side of the field. The cornerback that he'll face is Shaquille Griffin for Seattle, and he's been playing great. He's part of the reason why the Seahawks' pass defense has improved over the past couple of weeks. So I think Robert Woods could be a little bit of a risk. You're still going to use him because it's Robert Woods, and you saw what he was capable of last week. And then Brandon Cooks is still going to be Brandon Cooks, and he's either going to be great, he's going to get you 100 yards and a touchdown, or he'll get you like 4 catches for 34 yards, and you'll go to bed crying tonight.
Dave, we had a discussion during the first hour of the program about Gardner Minshew, and for other reasons other than fantasy
Boo.
Football. So I wanted to ask you.
I have a mustache.
Yes.
Oh, look at how great I am.
There it is. So he's obviously the flavor of the month. He's had a real good first 4 weeks to start the season. And for fantasy purposes only, is he a start regardless of opponent, or do you still go matchup to matchup with him?
Oh, you definitely go matchup to matchup with him, John. There's no way that you can feel good about starting Gardner Minshew when he hasn't. He's been putting up okay numbers, but it's not like the yardage has been there, and Jacksonville still likes to prefer to be a run-first team. Just to give you an idea, the highest total of fantasy points that he's given you so far this season is 21. The lowest is 17. So maybe the best way to put it is that Gardner Minshew is safe. He'll get you 20 or 30 rush yards. He'll throw a couple of touchdowns. He'll have a couple of turnovers. The matchup against Carolina this week, the Panthers are starting to get beat up on both sides of the ball. I actually don't think it's a bad one for him. Minshew, to me, is just not an exciting fantasy quarterback. There are so many other directions that you could go in. But I do love his number one receiver. It's DJ Chark. He has stepped up big time this year. If you started him last week and you were disappointed, don't be. He had a touchdown called back. If the play stood, he would have a touchdown in every game this season, and you'd be calling him a must-start wide receiver. I'm still starting him against Carolina this week.
All right, what about Diggs? Stephon Diggs, what about if I got Thielen or Diggs over there in Minnesota? Cousins has sucked. What do you feel about them?
I think this is a get-right spot for them. They're on the road. You'd rather them play at home, but the Giants' defense is really bad. They're having a hard time getting the pass rush on anybody. They had four sacks last week against Washington, and Washington was playing with like a junior varsity offensive line. I'm pretty sure they found a fat guy in the parking lot and said, hey, can you stand after we snap the ball? And the guy's like, you know, mouth full of hot dog. Yeah, sure. And then they put him in, and he played, and the Giants got four sacks. Their pass rush isn't good. Their secondary is worse. If Kirk Cousins can't play a game where he shows he's adept at football here, then he's going to be miserable the rest of the way. We've seen him have awesome games against bad teams. That's what he does. And I think you're going to see that on Sunday. I think Adam Thielen, for all the complaining he's done, he'll get force-fed the ball a little bit. I think you got to start him. And Stephon Diggs has been pretty unhappy, too. And this guy just had 100 yards in a game. I think he can come back and have another nice game as well. So pretty much any Vikings player other than Cousins, automatic start in your fantasy lineup this week. And Cousins is someone that I think I would take ahead of Andy Dalton. I think the matchup is better for him, and I think the offensive line in front of him is better than what Andy Dalton's dealing with, and certainly he's got better pass catchers than Andy Dalton has.
The Houston Texans offense is fascinating to me. They're loaded with good skill players. And for fantasy purposes, none of them have really come on like we all thought. How much longer do you ride with Houston?
Well, I think Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, the investment was made on draft day that you're going to go with those guys for as long as you can. And I know that Will Fuller's been a massive disappointment. Look, the Texans in general, you said it, Wallach, they've been terrible. So they've all been disappointments. I think they try and make things. I thought they'd get it right last week against Carolina, and the play calling just made me want to puke on my shoes. Now I think you're going to see, I think you're going to see Houston bounce back against Atlanta. This is another team with a depleted defense, a pass rush that's just okay, not great. I think you can see, I can see Deshaun Watson having another big game. Hopkins should come through. I'm going to try and start both of those guys and Will Fuller in my daily lineup this week because I don't think enough people are interested in them. I think a lot of people are going to want to go in a different direction, pick up maybe Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. I'll pay up for Deshaun Watson, and I'm going to hope that he's not a popular quarterback in daily this week.
All right, if you had to give us one name, if we have, because there's injuries, and if you had to give us one name, one Dave Richard special, who you got?
I would strongly recommend doing a double check in your league to see if you can get Deontay Johnson of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because he's still available in 70% of leagues. He's the only guy that's really making plays downfield, and the Steelers are playing dink-and-dunk football right now, but they're eventually going to have to let Mason Rudolph cut it loose because they're not going to be in these close competitive games. Eventually, they're going to have to play from behind or play in a high-scoring game, and maybe it comes this week, but Deontay Johnson has shown me a lot on film in the last couple of weeks. I loved his game coming out of Toledo. Very fast, very good route runner. He seems to be pretty savvy, and the coaching staff in Pittsburgh agrees with me because they're playing him as a outside receiver pretty much every single play now for the last 2 weeks. He looks like he's the guy in Pittsburgh, other than Juju Smith-Schuster, who he could end up being a problem if he doesn't get those long targets downfield. His touchdown 2 weeks ago, that was a catch and run. It wasn't a downfield target. Johnson is someone that interests me, might be a great receiver to have on the bench for the bye weeks moving forward.
By the way, Schuster was too interested in what people were doing after the game. Did you guys see that video of him mic'd up?
I did.
See, he was
sure.
He was fitting to play some Fortnite. is what he said. All right.
Yes.
Dave Richard, it's always a pleasure. You can check him out, senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. And you, what else you got there, a podcast?
We've got the podcast, Fantasy Football Today podcast. You can download that off iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you go for podcasts. And then we've got our live fantasy show today at noon, Fantasy Football Today on CBSSports.com. You can download the free CBS Sports app. Just click it at noon, and bam, you're getting an hour's worth of fantasy football advice for absolutely nothing. Just go and watch the show and win your league.
All right, Dave Richard, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You got it, gentlemen. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
All right, thank you so much. And by the way, you can also listen to the 98.5 The Sports Hub Fantasy Show, which is on every Sunday from 8 to 10,
mm-hmm.
right here on the radio station. All right, Jake DeBrusque, we talked to him over there at the Bruins Media Day.
Discussed his investment in a possible house that you want to listen to.
And so we talked to him as the puck drops tonight in Dallas for the first game of the season for the Bruins.
98.5 The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
There, Force One. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we're with our friend Jake DeBrusque. Here at Media Day. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so you don't have a mullet anymore. It's not even anything that could be compared to a mullet. It's an insult to mullets everywhere for you to say that you had one, and it just recently got cut.
It did. Yeah, it did. It was a sad day. I saw a picture on Instagram what it looked like from behind my head on, my helmet, and I just had to get it cut, but I thought I was just going to get a trim, but... definitely going to try to grow it back to that point, just see how long it takes, I guess.
All right, so because when McQuaid had his, he didn't want it. So when McQuaid has his, we used to do this like haircut charity thing. And it was Marchand, I think, Marchand or Thornton, it might have been Thornton, who was like just shaved the sides. Yeah. That's all you're doing. And I guess they started playing well in the playoffs.
That's right.
So
that's
McQuaid right. kept it. So that's the kind, if you want to be known as like mullet guy, you're going to have to commit to shaving the sides of your head. You realize that, don't you?
I guess I do now.
Yeah. Because I'm not sitting there on the radio and applauding your mullet, unless it's an actual mullet.
Got to shave the sides first, and then you'll give me some credit?
Yeah, you got to shave the sides. You got to go to Tennessee Tuxedo. You got to do the whole thing.
It's a tough look, Pat. It's a tough look.
The Kentucky waterfall. All those things happening at the same time. All right, so the off season's been very short. And does it feel short?
Yeah, it feels really short. It's been actually pretty crazy. I guess you could say it's a whirlwind. I mean, you pretty much take a good amount of time just to, you know, rest and recover from obviously playing in the playoffs and end the season, and then you're right back in the gym, and you know, everyone's a couple months ahead of you pretty much already doing that stuff. So you just try to, you know, manage it and do whatever you can to get ready for the season.
You were in China, right?
Sorry?
Were you in China?
I was last year.
Okay, you were there last year.
Not this summer, no.
Yeah, you stuck around here for a while this summer, right?
I was here for a little bit, actually, and then I went home, but I came back a little bit here and there throughout the summer. I met Tori's little girl, Sailor, and things like that, and just saw some of the boys. I think that it was raining for 3 weeks straight back in my hometown in Edmonton, so to come to this weather was definitely a nice change.
Now, do you like Edmonton? If, like, you weren't from Edmonton, would you ever go to Edmonton?
I mean, yeah, it's a great spot.
Hold on. Okay, now explain. hang on, because I'm actually curious, because I don't know anybody from Edmonton. Now, what about it is so great?
I mean, there's lots of things that are cool about it, I guess, but...
Yeah, that's very specific. Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, there's lots of different things that are awesome.
Catcher in the Rye is about a baseball player.
Like from November to March, where you don't see the sun.
That's probably the best time to go to Edmonton, I think.
Really?
No, I mean, it's pretty tough. It's actually just, I guess, I think they just got their first snowfall yesterday, maybe. Jesus. That's definitely not one of the good things about it.
Okay, so, but you go back there willingly, and do you see as you get older and wealthier continuing to go back as much as you do now?
I don't know. I think this might be actually one of my last summers staying there full time. I tried to actually buy a place there, which it fell through. And
how did it fall through?
The guy was in jail, actually.
That's really?
Fell through. Yeah, I saw him on my walkthrough day, which was like 5 days before possession day, pretty much. And then literally I got a call from my lawyer saying that he was actually in jail and that he had like a lien or something on the place. Like, it was just a mess. Out of all the guys I could pick in Edmonton, I picked him, and definitely didn't work out.
Okay, so it's obviously like a fairly nice place. Was he in for a crime, or was he in for something having to do with not paying for the house?
It was fraud. It was fraud, and then also I think that they were kind of breathing down his neck for that stuff too. So I mean, tough bounce for him.
Yeah. Did you tell the real estate agent like you might want to do a little bit more research next time?
Well, we didn't know. We didn't even know because it was like I think he had something going on with his family realtor. So his family members were his realtor, and then it didn't get reported or something like that. Like, there was some illegal stuff that was going on, and thankfully I kept my money, so I didn't give him anything, or else it would have been even worse.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, definitely tough bounce.
There you go. When you're in Edmonton, be aware of fraud. Yeah. It's rampant in the real estate market over there in Edmonton. Did you buy a place here?
No, I'm still renting here. I'm in my place that I've been in pretty much since my rookie year. I just feel comfortable there, and it's in Southie, and it's a good spot to be.
Okay, and then it's convenient here.
Yeah.
It's convenient to the garden.
Yeah, it's probably 15, 20 minutes away from Warrior and the garden, depending on traffic, though. I mean, obviously, if it's a Friday night game, it's probably like 35 minutes, probably. So it's not too bad, though. I don't mind it.
All right, so you start with a four-game road trip, and maybe that's a good thing. You get out with the guys right off the bat. Tell me about what a road trip to Las Vegas is like, because that's coming. That's like one of the first games up.
I think we had a couple days there actually last year. So a trip to Vegas, I mean, it's one of those things where there's so many misconceptions about what could go on, but we definitely like to spend time together in places like that. We go to Arizona. We obviously start in Dallas. So I think we go to Arizona, Vegas, and Colorado. So we'll definitely be spending a lot of time. But
what do you do when you're in Las Vegas with the guys?
I mean, there's lots of things that you could do. So, I mean, it depends on how you're kind of feeling, but I don't know. I mean, it depends also how the games are going, too, and the schedule. So,
do you ever shoot the big, like, machine guns? They, like, got the places there?
With, like, confetti, or what do you mean?
Like, no, actual guns? Actual guns.
Like AR-15s and things like that. They have ranges where you can do that.
I'm, like, actually afraid of guns. I'm the kind of guy that somehow would shoot myself, given the circumstances. But I know that actually a couple guys want to go this year. So that's something that we might actually do, is do that, because there is some firing ranges and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think there's firing ranges where there's like literally girls in bikinis that like supply the weaponry.
No, we're actually not kidding. The person who's not here, Rich, actually did that when he went out to Las Vegas.
Which I don't understand the need for the women in bikinis. I mean, you're just handling assault weapons. I don't know what's erotic about that, but I guess for some people,
it's Vegas, man.
Different strokes for different folks.
That's right. Yeah. Literally, you can stroke it right there. So, Jake DeBrusk, with the off season and everything, and you're a year older, do you feel a little bit like a veteran now on the team? Do you feel it's a little bit more easier for you as training camp goes on?
Definitely a little bit different this year. I think it's my third season now, but I'm still, I think, the second youngest or third youngest on the team. So, I mean, I don't really think of myself as a veteran, but definitely feel more comfortable with kind of just the process of whether it's training camp or you know, fitness testing and things like that. So it's been rather smooth, but in saying that, still obviously not a fun time of year, considering that, you know, you're working as hard as you can and just trying to get back into, I guess, game shape and you know, trying to prepare yourself as much as possible for the season.
Yeah, right, we saw a Lamborghini that was gold with like a Bruins emblem on it, and which is really weird, but I guess it's no one on the team.
If you had to say who has the douchiest car on the Bruins.
Oh, wow, look at this thing.
Yeah, look at me just peeing away $200,000.
That's actually awesome.
Would you drive that car?
No, I'd crash it, to be honest. I'm an awful
No, but driver. If you aside from the crashing, is that something you would like to drive?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I would say yeah, but
so you could let people know that, like, hey, everybody, I'm on the Bruins.
No, probably not for that reason. But just to have a Lamborghini, I think it'd be sick.
Okay, so is that something that in the future have you bought yourself something nice?
I haven't bought myself a Bruins like decked out Lamborghini.
No, but have you rewarded yourself in one way, shape, or form?
I mean,
you were going to buy the place in Edmonton.
Yeah, that's what pretty much I was trying to do anyways, I guess, was that. But that fell through. So, I mean, I guess I'm looking to make a decision. If that's for sale, though, I don't know. I might have to dabble in that.
That's found money. That's a $200,000 car that I have a feeling is going to be sold for about $15,000 coming up when they realize the market for that. All right. Well, listen, Jake DeBrusk, it's always a pleasure, sir. Hopefully we can talk to you this season. It's always nice to talk to you. It is Touchdown, which we are at Bruins Media Day. Right here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. So we just played Jake DeBrusk from Bruins Media Day, and it was funny because after it was over, he's like, I can call in on Thursday. And I'm like, nah, you know, we're going to play this. I mean, this is why we recorded. He's like, well, so you don't want me to call in on Thursday? I said, no. And he's like, I'm going to call in next Thursday. And I go, yeah. And so he, like, legitimately has a, and he said something. And I thought he was kidding, but I don't think he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, because, you know, I need the luck. And so, you know, you hear about these hockey players and athletes in general with superstitions. He legitimately wants to do the show because he thinks it brings him good luck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's proven time and time again that he's extremely superstitious. And because, I mean, at the end of the season, probably for the last month and a half, it became so absurd that even, like, the official Bruins account was tweeting about it. Anytime that DeBrusk was on the show, he would go and he would score that night, or he would score twice, which happened a few times when he was on with us. I mean, it got to be kind of spooky. And then after that, do you remember during the playoffs, after every game, he was wearing that Fargo hat?
Yes.
Like every game, like he just wore it every single time. And I think somebody actually asked him at Media Day, you know, is the Fargo hat gone? He's like, yeah, it's done. I think after they lost, he was like, yeah, it's obviously not as much good luck as I thought it was.
Yeah, they laced their skates the same way. They put the tape on their sticks the same way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they got 1,000 little things that they have to do.
Well, DeBrusk totally gets it. I mean, he's one of those guys that the more we talk to him, the more I like the guy. But you guys mentioned, you know, the one time I went out to Vegas and we did one of those deals where you go to this place that has, you know, every type of like gun and artillery imaginable, and you pay this package price, and it is, it's like a nightclub, and the women aren't dressed for keys, but they are dressed like Tomb Raider. You know, that kind
Laura
of thing.
Croft.
Yeah. It's more that vibe.
But
is it
like a sexy Laura Croft situation?
Well, Laura Croft is dressed fairly sexily, I would think.
I don't recall.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Even a Tomb Raider. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing that they're selling. But when I was out there last time, I was in the cab heading to my hotel room.
And the guy in the front seat, you know, was asking me what I was doing. And I'm like, you know, a bunch of friends of mine from high school, we get together once a year, we're here. And he goes, what you guys got planning anything fun? I'm like, hey, got any ideas? And he goes, yeah, there's this new thing that they do. It's about 20 minutes outside of town, but you can go out in the middle of the desert and blow up a car.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And I went, ooh, what is this? And he said, here's the website. This is what it's called. And I looked it up. And sure enough, there's a package that you buy where it starts off that you're in the back of one of those trucks, like in the Rambo movie. Remember how he's like holding up one of those trucks that's on, or machine guns that's on a tripod?
Yeah.
So you start off doing that. And, you know, it's like you and up to, I think it's up to eight people can shoot that. They have you throw... They're not grenades, but it's something kind of similar to like a grenade.
Because it would have to be something that explodes on impact.
Yeah. It's not quite a grenade because
you can't. They're obviously not going to let you pull a pin and then freeze. With
what
a
do
grenade
I do now? But it's something similar. But I mean, it's like. But at the end of it, the grand finale is they've purchased all of these old Las Vegas taxi cabs that have been put out of commission, and at the end of it, they put a bunch of like Tannerite inside of it, and they let you shoot the car in the Tannerite, and when it, you've seen this before in like some of these YouTube videos, when Tannerite catches, dude, I watched the video, it blows the car to bits, and it looked like the greatest thing possible, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be amazing. I looked it up, however, it's $2,500 to do it. But if you had a group of guys, like if you had a group of like,
that's not much, eight, if you got
guys,
8 guys,
you
got
to blow up a car, right?
I'd pay $500 to blow up a car
and
do all
thing.
That.
That's the thing. I mean, $500 is about what I'd pay to blow up a car.
So it's $300 awesome. $300 a guy.
Yeah.
Right around there.
And I think it was up to 8 guys that could do it.
Yeah.
But
I'd pay $500 to have less guys. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You're never going to do that again.
And so I looked it up while we were during the commercial break.
It gives you something to do where you don't have to drink in Vegas.
Well, that's kind of what you're looking for, something to fill the day before the night.
Yeah, when it's a way to not do drugs and drink all day. Right.
Sure. And by the way, you know, when you're shooting guns, you know, they don't serve you drink. I don't think you're allowed to drink on the premises of those things. But they make it feel like a nightclub.
Yes.
But no, so now I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, what was the name of this place? There's like 5 places now. It became such a success with this one. Matter of fact, I think blowupacar.com is a thing. And like somebody bought that website. And so out in Vegas, you can do that. And I guarantee you, if these, because you said the Bruins were talking about going out there and doing it this week, I guarantee you those guys are going to get the blow up a car package. There's no question. And when I say it blows it to bits, it blows it to bits. And you get a video, and they have like a camera on a crane that's over the top of the car.
When is
so
the
you actually
day?
See it blow?
When is this day? Is it Wednesday?
Are they playing the second game?
They're playing Vegas next Tuesday night. So what I'm saying is if he's on Wednesday, it will be the day after the trip. We will be able to quiz him to see if they actually went and did that.
Somebody said they do this in Middle Tennessee as well. He says it's a grouping of cars, gas cans, and other explosives. You bring your guns and shoot at it. Then they call a ceasefire because rich guys can fly their helicopters with mounted miniguns and blow up everything else. It's insane.
Central Tennessee or East Tennessee?
He said Middle Tennessee. So whatever that is.
That's like Nashville. If hey, was that a tweet?
Yeah.
Tweet back and tell what town it's in, because I'm in East Tennessee a lot, obviously. So
somebody says there was a place in Western Mass where you could do this. Like blowing up a car, I mean, that might be life checklist stuff. I might have to blow up a car before I die.
I don't know if it's fun if it's not in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of cool, too, because it looks like you're in an action movie because you're out in the desert.
Yeah.
It's like 20 miles out there. But if
there was a place like 45 minutes from my... There's not many places I'll go like 45 minutes an hour away just to do something that's going to take an hour. But if it's like an hour 15 from my parents' house, I'll blow up the car.
This guy's right. Someone just tweeted me. You can actually bring your own car, too, and get a discount. You can blow up your own car.
Good luck in it out there.
But they do that. They just bought like a bunch of decommissioned taxis, I guess, for, you know, they probably bought them for
Ford,
like $400
like a Ford
each.
Escort, probably like a 1991 Ford Escort.
Yeah.
Which every single one of my friends drove.
Oh, we have to blow up a car. That's life checklist stuff. Bird's thumbs up.
I think it would be great.
Show trip.
Okay.
I'm in.
I'm not broadcasting from there live.
No. I'm talking just for us.
Okay, very good. All right, Rich, you got something coming up?
Yeah, okay. So there was something I saw on the internet yesterday, which, once again, I know I discussed a little bit of my childhood yesterday, brought up some dark memories, and we will discuss it. This is something that I think will go viral today if it hasn't already.
All right. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.